Okay, let's brighten up a winter day. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst joins us from KQED in San Francisco. And Kathy, you have sent us samples of citrus. Thank you. But because?
Well, it's seasonal. I mean, although you can get many citrus fruit all year round, it is picked fresh now till about early spring, April or so. And there are a lot of varieties, some you'll have heard of and some maybe you've never heard of.
Well, for instance, Caracara. What is that?
Caracara. Oh, boy, do I love that. It looks like a kind of regular old roundish navel orange. But when you cut them open, you see this gorgeous pinkish, almost red-orange flesh. And if you taste that, tell me what you think there. Because to me, it tastes like a cross between a grapefruit and an orange. And I don't want to sound pretentious and like a sommelier or a wine person, but I do taste berry. Berry undertones.
I do,
too.
Do
you get that?
I do, too. And is this, and I'm probably wrong here, but is this something you might call a blood orange?
No, it's not.
Okay, even though it's red.
It's an orange. And another nice thing about it is that it's seedless, very low in acidity, great to eat fresh, also really great to cook with. The juice is fabulous. Caracaras are available across the country. They are so well worth looking for.
Okay.
Sumo.
Here it is.
You got the sumo there?
Yeah. It's smaller.
It's a cross between a mandarin and a California navel orange. It's tangy. Mm. It apparently took 30 years to develop in Japan, and they are now grown in California. They're sold mainly on the West Coast, but you can find them in the New York area and on the East Coast. No seeds. Oh. I think they're fabulous.
Well, you could probably special order these from people who send fruits. It is so sweet, so juicy.
Isn't that lovely?
Great. Okay, so that's the sumo. We'll have a list and some pictures at herenow.org.
Kishu mandarins. So first of all, a mandarin and a tangerine are two words for the same thing, essentially. The Kishu mandarin is so adorable. It's like the size of a walnut. They're very easy to peel, also seedless, very high natural sugar content. They're so floral and almost like honey. And if you smell them, too, it almost smells like spring blossoms.
They are definitely, well, they're tiny and adorable, as you said.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
so cute.
But they're also milder, much milder than the sumo that I just had, which was so pungent.
So those are the Kishu mandarins. Mm-hmm. And then next to those, you have the Page mandarins, which are also juicy, but not quite as juicy as the Kishu. And I don't know why, but I taste lychee nut. A little bit richer, and this is a great tangerine or mandarin to cook with.
If I'd ever had a lychee nut, I must. It might taste it too. But and again, I'm comparing it back to the sumo, which knocked my socks off. Delicious, hardly any skin. You know, a lot of juice, and
yes,
and yet these are slightly milder than the.
They are. They're
sumo.
Like a mix between like a clementine and a mineola orange.
Okay.
Moving along, things are going to get very large. You see the white pomelo. It's the gigantic thing in front of you.
Huge.
It's also called the Chinese grapefruit because it originated in Southeast Asia, and it is the largest of all citrus fruit.
Really?
Very sweet, tart, but none of the harsh, bitter aftertaste that you find in so many grapefruit. I think they're super tasty.
Yeah, really good.
And those are right in season right now.
Okay. Then you've got little kumquats rolling around here.
Little kumquats. And if you're up to it, you can pop the whole thing in your mouth. They are very tart. There are certain varieties that are better for eating raw than others, but generally they are sweet. The skin is edible. Most people like to cook with them. They're delicious poached in a sugar syrup, and they add a super tart, interesting citrus flavor to all kinds of food.
I was just going to say, keyword there might be tart. I just bit into one.
Did you?
Yeah,
no, it's kind of shocking.
Yeah, right.
And there are some seeds, but there's a variety that I tasted out here, a marumi kumquat. It was so sweet. You could just pop these in your mouth all day. Again, like all citrus, so good for you, an incredible source of vitamin C. One orange, Robin. If you eat one orange this winter day, you will get 100% of your recommended dose of vitamin C.
Well, and I'm not sure if they're just as healthy when you candy them. You've got candied orange peel. This looks hard to make.
Well, I thought it was too, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never made it before. I see them all the time in these chocolate shops and fancy candy stores, and they cost a small fortune, and I thought, how hard can it be? And in fact, it's quite easy. You take the peel off of any type of orange or tangerine, and you boil it in some water, and you drain it, and you repeat that twice, and then you cook it for the last time in a little bit of sugar and water, and cook it for like 20 minutes, and then you let it dry. And you just toss it with a little sugar, and they keep for months, and they are so delicious on their own for a sweet treat. But you can add them to salads or to a chocolate cake, anything. They're really delicious. Fun to make, actually.
Delicious. We'll have a recipe at hereandnow.org. Okay, so two of our producers, Emiko Tamagawa and Karen Miller-Mitson, have put together one of your recipes for a citrus salad. It is stunning. I mean,
isn't it beautiful?
It's not yours, Kathy, but it's pretty darn good.
I bet they did a great job because the recipe is so simple. You essentially peel and slice 4 different types of oranges. We used caracara, tangerine, a blood orange, and the sumo or a navel orange. Really, you could use anything you get your hands on. And then this is the trick. You make a vinaigrette with fresh mint and Meyer lemon, and toasted walnuts on there. I think in the dead of winter, this citrus salad with the beautiful colors and the bright, fresh flavors of mint and the crunch of walnut and the Meyer lemon vinaigrette is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Well, I've got one now, but I've got a question too. Meyer lemon, is that a different?
Meyer lemon is a specific type of lemon. It's not as tart as a regular lemon. It tastes like a cross between an orange and a lemon, and I personally cannot get enough of this stuff. They're one of my absolute favorite flavors to use in cooking.
Okay, we always learn. Kathy, by the way, we'll have a recipe for roast salmon with tangerines and fennel with an orange butter sauce at hereandnow.org, along with all of these fruits, talking citrus with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thanks, Robin.